by Parshas Mishpatim. The first offerings from the Divrei Yisrael is really not what we're going to be discussing this evening, but I thought the approach was somewhat interesting as far as Shidduchim is concerned. A very, very Hasidic Torah here. It seems to be totally a real novice in understanding of the words. It's on page 1 on the left-hand side, all the way in the bottom. Im Adonav Yiten Lo Isha. V'yolda Lo Banam Obanos Ha'isha V'yiladeho Tiyel Adonav. So this is part of the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. And the discussion we're going to have is why Eved Ivri is really the first mitzvah that's being given. Yesh L'Rameis, the Yaduah Mavur B'Medrash Parshas Vayetze She'ein Zivugu Shel Ish. Ella min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There is, when a person finds a shidduch, it's from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dechziv. Amei Hashem Isha Mesacheles HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mezavek Zivugim V'Kashu Lefanu Kikriyas Yamsev. It's so difficult to find a shidduch, to find a Yabashert, it's as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf, Vahi Matruna Shehidova Zekal Be'enel, V'locha Elif Avadim V'Elif Shvachos. And we think that it's so simple. It's as if, you know, you take 1,000 slaves and Shvachos and you just, you know, you Masharach them. V'zivuga Osam Laila Achas. L'mocha Baru Etzva Ze Mocha Nefsa V'ze Nishma Enav. And the next day they come together and they say, this one's no good, it's too big eyes, too small, etc., etc. Reminds me of, I'm going to Woodmere for Shabbos, so I remember years ago we were there, I think it was for the Bar Mitzvah, even for the same person getting married. So we're davening by Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, and I was the Shatchan, and I remember we were there, and the wife comes over, Myrna comes over to introduce herself with one of her daughters. And she says, you know, this is the person who was Mesharach me and Tati, whatever she refers to him. So the daughter said, do you ever give him Shadchanis geld? So Myrna started laughing. She said, well, that's not how it used to work in those days. It used to be you go with him, you know. That's how you made a shidduch. So he's saying here, the Divrei Yisrael, very interesting. Zeh she'anu ro'en achshav bizmaneinu, otzen ha'bachurim harekim. You know, in our time, when we see these bachurim, these empty bachurim, shazivukim kal beinayim v'yichol lehem nashim mikol ha-shebarchu lehem heim ba'atzmam. You know, not through the shidduch, not through a shatchan. You know, they just do it on their own. V'hayom bocher b'zuh l'macha bocher b'acheres sofom she'ein zivukim alu yofa. It doesn't work out. U'lamacha zeh mocha nifza zeh nishama inov, etc., etc. Lo kena b'churim haksheirim shemistaklim shemayim sheyazmim lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu zivukam ben shemayim. What you do is you look to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Heim zivukam ola yafa b'isha ksheiru abanim hagunim b'dor yisharim yivorach hu aleihim namar eshecho gigefim puriyah. And that's what it means in the Khan. This is a meremez, a deeper idea. Im Adonav, who was that? The Yisparach. If you look to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yitein lo isha hainusha zivuka min ha-shamayim, ozai zivuka ola yafa v'yolda lo banam avad, then it will be able to give children and boys and girls, oskim b'torah, mitzvos, l'shma, etc., etc. What I take from here really is just a more of a different idea. You know, I remember Rabbi Kalber would always say, they always get calls, you know, you look at the shidduch resume, and we seem to ask the wrong questions. You know, and they don't really ask about if the Baal is chesed, or the husband, whatever it is, you know, if they have the proper midos, or yirah shemayim, they're asking the wrong things, and that's really an idea from the Divrei Yisrael. If you look, the pshat in the pasuk, im adonav, if you're not the pshat, a drasha, im adonav yitan leish. If you look, you realize it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu who is giving you the zivug, and you're looking for the proper midos in this individual. Then the yodel abanim abanos. Then you will have the proper children. Okay, so let's begin with this idea of why is it the Eved Ivri? Why are we beginning with the Eved Ivri in the beginning at the first part of the Mishpatim, on page 3 in the bottom? This is the Rav Kook. Chumashim. The top is Rav Kook, the father, and now on the bottom, which we're going to read, it's Tzvi Yehuda Cook, the son of Rav Avraham Cook. Lefnai, lefnai kol ribo hiyadnyanim, halen madim beparshas mishpatim. Mishpatim is Baba Metziah, it's Baba Basra, Baba Metziah. Nemeres amin hakdama, parshas eved ivri ve'ima ve'ivri. Starts with this. Lefnai kol sidrei achayim habriyim v'anormalim, all of the sidrei of the life, of health, normality, hakadoshim, v'alakim, spiritual, lefnei bira kol matzavein, kaza be'enei nefashos, b'nyani mamon, inyani nezikin, nizkei bar, nizkei shor, rechadom, lefnei kol eile. Before we talk everything else, yesh sarach levara inyan ki sikna evet ivri. Why is this the first? Umizen nimshachim sidure chayim legabe kol sugei hamatzavim sha'alulam levater b'metzias. And from here, we're going to discuss all of the other matters. Arba avos nezikin, aval hadavar rishon, the very first thing, hakodem lechol, hu biru hadavrim b'fnim. I want to, it is that you have to be mavara, there has to be an idea of things from within. What is that? Legame metzias hashibad v'zavdas shalachem. You have to realize you are not avadim to anyone in this world except for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Mitocha cheshmon haklali, v'yotis ama yisho mitochem l'chei resolim, that we were taken out to be free. Avadai heim v'lo avadim l'avadim. You are my avadim, not to anyone else. Tzorok la'ayin rabos b'nekudazu. Uledai bodia ketiv. I heard that there was a question in the concentration camp. Should we not say the bracha of Shalom Nisani Yava because we're avadim? We're avadim to the Germans. And I forget which Rebbe said to them, no, Chas v'Shalom, we're not avadim. We're physically, but we are b'nei chorim. We are avadim to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, not to anyone else. Lefnei hakol, lefnei hagisha, l'sidu chayi adam, mehamakar loki. Before we go on, we took all of this spirituality, and we'll see why this is considered even these laws of Nezikin. There's really lots of spiritual ideas. Lifnei hayosidri hachayim shel adam ba'olam, v'lifnei hayos adam ba'olam hadavar harishon hu bitul ha'avadas gufiyas hacheres. This is to realize we are free, we have b'nei b'charim, and we're able to make our own decisions. Okay, so turn to page 5, the Arugas HaBosam. And I just want to do this before we get to the Arga D'Ayahu, which has a fascinating idea, and I think it's also echoed by Rav Soloveitchik in a different context, in Nasa V'Nishma, which is the main conversation which we want to have this evening, is a question of natural law and how these Mishpatim really is different as far as the Jewish idea of the Jewish Neshama. You'll see in a second when we get there. But first, the Arugas HaBosam takes a different turn. On page 5, he says, V'tzorach bir. Maishna, why is it the pasach hakasav b'mishpatei eved ivri tchila? Halo b'lav hachi eved ivri ena noheg ela b'zman shayova noheg. First of all, this mitzvah is not even noheg until many, many years later, until the yovel is going to be noheg. V'imkein lo noheg din zeh klal ad shemanu shemitim v'yovlos. Remember, we had this discussion. It was already eved ivri, we said, by in Parshas Bo, it was already mentioned there. The idea was already taught to Klal Yisrael. Havi lo lahakdim din hanug miyad. So first of all, if you're teaching Klal Yisrael at this point, these are the laws, these are the seres hadibros, these are the mitzvos. So first you teach a person what they have to be noheg today. Right? Why you worry about something that's going to happen in 100 years, at least 100 years, if not more. This is like have another 40 years in the desert, then you're going to have then you have 14 years of capturing. Then you first have it. So you're talking about over 100 years before this mitzvah could even be noeg. Over medrash she'am akasav shomer mishpat ve'asu tzedakah ki kerova Yeshua si levo v'tzodaki lehigalos. What does that mean? Ki kerova Yeshua schem lo never. It doesn't say your Yeshua will happen. Aber Yeshua si. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Shamru mishpat v'yasu, do the mishpat, do tzedakah, ki krova Yeshua si. This is the Kaddish Baruch Hu talking, ki krova Yeshua si? No, ki krova Yeshua schem. Yehi shemo mevurach, ilule shadav ksev I efshel omra. I never could have said this. Amalei Kaddish Baruch Hu Yisrael, im ein lachem schus, if you don't have a schus. B'shvili ani yoza. I do it for myself. Kaviyochol. Kol ayamim sha'atem b'tzara ani yimachem. When you are b'tzara, I am with you. Shenem imo anochi b'tzara. We go al atzmo. Shenem v'yar geshem yein kianish. V'chein hu omer. Yilmo bat zion harib bat yushalayim. Yilmachu yagoli b'tzara b'nosha. So what is this idea? It's a maksev achrov tzakotis evidentiary. Look at the next page. Venera. By the Arugas Abosam, I think he passed away in 1915. He was the father of the first Papa Rebbe. Venera b'siyata d'shmaya. Hine kisiv b'sofar parsha v'yava Moshe v'yisaper la'am eskol divrei Hashem eskol ha'mishpatim v'yan kol la'am. Nasa v'nishma. V'yom kol advar mashadivrei Hashem nasa. This is the nasa. First is nasa, the second psukim say nasa v'nishma. But look at Perush Rashi, the Zen Namra Kodem Aseres Adibros. This is before the Aseres Adibros. Umishpatim Koi Al Dinim Shinestavu B'mara, and the Mishpatim is talking about the Dinim, which we learned in Mara, V'ein Muktam Ucha B'Torah. We know that. V'haramban Perush, the Parsha Kula Kisidra Namra. The Ramban says, no, the Parsha is exactly as it was said. Ella. Sha'achar aseres adibros nemras lo parshas hashmishpatim. V'nemar lo sha'achar kach yale leisha bahar arba milim. Afterwards, go up for 40 days. Kidei lumo shar kol ha-Torah kula. V'chein osa. And that's what he did. Da'achar kach omo lehem es ha-mishpatim. V'shuva yichaseh ve'en ha'nan sheshat yomim. Kisei da'ksuvim. V'tzorach biyur. So ma'ishno dehikdim Hashem yisparach lohodim ha-mishpatim kodim l'chol ha-Torah kula. So even more so, why dafka are you telling me these particular mishpatim before the entire Torah? Harei yasagi lelamdam ha-mishpatim ha-hadi sharkal ha-mitzvahs. When you teach all the other mitzvahs, what is so unique about this? And he has a different approach, a very nice hashkafic idea of how we should look at Nira b'siyata d'shmai d'sksiv magid Rabbi Yaakov chukum mishpatav liYisrael lo sochein l'chol goyim mishpatim b'yidum. But kasa tzorach biyur. What does that mean? Ma yishnot d'ka'ama u'mishpatim b'yidum. What should it have said? Havelei l'meimer chukim u'mishpatim b'yidum. V'nira d'lechore kivin she'Hashem yisparach misinai bo v'zorach misair lamo. And we'll see this concept being discussed a number of times this evening. What does it mean in Parshas Zosa Bracha Misinai Bo Bezorch Misir Lomo? So Chazal says Shahoya Mahada Litin HaTorah L'chol Umos. Like, where was he coming from? What was he doing over there? Kadosh Baruch Hu went around to the world and was offering the Torah. Im Kain Machativa Eve Behedid Yisrael the Ha'ilu Havi Echad Mishar Umos Misratza L'kabla Torah. What would happen if they would have accepted it? No one ever asked that question. What would happen if they would have accepted it? V'nira b'tziyat v'shmai v'kvar omra b'yushalmi. Chainu b'medrash rabbah. T'parsha seinu d'akadosh baruch hu einu k'melech basav adam shegoz echukim mishpatim hu ba'atzma einu m'kayim. It's not that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not like a regular melech who simply sounds like an attack on Democrats. It's not like you just simply a gozer or something. You make laws and then you don't follow them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is mekayim the mitzvah. Savo shalom kimidas haKodesh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hu ba'atzmo shomer mishmeres haTorah. He himself is shomer the Torah. Darsho came in the chesed v'shmartim es mishmarti. Hine be'eved ivri ksiv ki tov lo imcha. What does that mean with an eved ivri? V'darshu chazal v'perakam de kedushin. Shelo yehu ochel tarnagolim betumim amachla av the yorek. Right? You have to give him the best of foods. You can't have a steak and give him a salami sandwich. V'lo yishte yayin yosham le'av the yishte yayin chodosh. You're taking out an old bottle of wine. He has to drink it also. Mikan Amru kol hakona eved ivri ki lakona adon latzmo. That's what it means. If you were kona and eved ivri, it says if you're kona and adon, you're kona master. Hine Hashem yisparach kona imo b'nei Yisrael amo b'nei Yisrael avodim. V'hikbid shalolak nos adon afer latzmo. It was a makbid to no one else. And then at the end, you would put in put a nail in his ear. Ozen Shashama Koli Al Har Sinai Bishosha Mati Kili Bina Yisrael Avadim Lo Avadim Lo Avadim. Sinai, they heard my words, and you speak my Evan, not Evan to Avadim, but Holok Zeva Kana Ladon Latzmo. And he went elsewhere. Kivan Shashem Yisbara Kana Ami Bina Yisrael Lo Avadim, Vahu Ba'atzma Shomer HaTorah, Imkain Habe Le Kaviyachol Kikona Adon Latzmo. You hear? It's as if the Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, he was Konan Adam. He has to treat us in a certain way. Umechuyu b'mezonos ishto ubanav kedoshu chazal. He has to support us. V'hinei on page 7. Hashem yisbarak gila rozele b'nei Yisrael kodem shishmiyim kol tag mitzvahs. This is like an introduction. Just like Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook was giving an introduction that you have to understand, there was an idea of chayrus, is an idea of freedom. You're not an eved to anyone else. You're in an avodah, in a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Here, the Arugas Habosam is saying something else. Is the reason why this is unique, because this is an introduction to accepting all of the mitzvos. So, memela hoisas yata lehem lekabel ol Torah. This was to help them to be mekabel the ol of Torah. When they will realize that they're called, they're considered this, the avadim of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he didn't tell the rest of the world this. Hikbid Hashem Yisbarach she yasim lefnehem kolam mishpatam umachlolam muchan adin, and that's what it means. Ubazeh osi shapa maimah hakosav magid varav the Yaakov b'shoh Hashem Yisbarach he gid varav the Yaakov, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke his words to Yaakov, chukom mishpatam the Yisrael higil Yisrael gam hamishpatam. What does it mean? Why the mishpat medii mishpat of kiviyochol hu ba'atzma mekayimim? I'm telling you, I'm also being mekayim the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umimele yedu ki havi le ki ilu konal adon tzmo. And therefore, I have a responsibility to you. Lo asachem lechol goyim shvatim ba'yudum delahem lo gila rose. So in this was the introduction to accepting all of Torah mitzvahs, to realize the relationship. It's not simply to look at it as a relationship between us and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Here are a bunch of rules and regulations. No, it's not done. Kaddish Baruch Hu has also an achrayus to us. There is a close relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So taking this idea, let's look at the Or Gedaliah. And I think it sends something. It's just a fascinating approach. Fascinating. And you'll see, I think, how the Rav also agrees with this in a different way. Ve'ela mishpatim ashatasim lefnehem amevi Rashi ve'ela mosif ala rishonim. Rashi says ve'ela, this is an addition to what we said before. Maha rishonim misinai, ave'ela misinai. U'tzrichim levin eze tzorach yesh bedrasha. So why do I need that drasha? Chiyala al das ha'adam sham mishpatim enime kadosh baruch hu. What do you think? That these mishpatim not from God? Ubepashas bar Rashi lamdenu, ki motzinu sheyesh chukim mishpatim. We know that we have chukim and mishpatim. Chukim heim osam hamitzvah she'ena adam meivin tam adava. Chukim, a chok, is we don't understand the rationale. Mishpatim heim osam hamitzvah shegam seichel la adam yochol hasig tamam v'yishurosam. When it comes to mishpatim, obviously, those are mitzvah sichlios, rational. We could have come up with it ourselves, right? Every country, every civilized country, lo signo, lo sigzo, lo sirtzach, it's on the books everywhere. V'yeshemalkam la adam l'tos v'loma ki eilu mishpatim hei mitzad seichel adam. And we would think, since they are mitzvah sichlios, you would think that these mitzvahs are just like anyone could have figured this out. Ki hare on a roam says sikhla adam khayf shi mishpat mela the alze bo ha kosov lashmi enu ki ga mishpat elo he mi sinai. Well, now he's coming to teach us these are also from Sinai. U kemosha adam yoda u maven sharishonim he mi sinai, just like the first one from Sinai. V'sheheim chachmaso yisbarach came, and this is through the chachma, the wiseness of Kadosh Baruch Hu hamishpatim heim be'osa b'chinas mamish. And what does that mean? Trichin leida. Shema sha'ana rom sasech la'odam maskim umeivin yirushasa shal eilem mishpatim. I want you to understand that these mitzvahs, which the seichel adam is maskim, the rational man agrees to, haynu mitam shekach bara kadosh baruch hu adam v'nasam besochel seichel hayasha hazeh lahavin. What does this mean? When God created man, he implanted in man, you see, he really implanted really in the Jewish neshama, v'nasam besochel seichel hayasha hazeh lahavin, ki eilu mishpatim hem yoshev hem letzoruch yishev olam. Man realizes that these ideas are necessary in order to create civilization. It was implanted in us. Ukemosha kasav, gamas ha'olam nosan belibam, hainu. Shashem yisparach nosan belev ha'otam in yonam eilu, shem nitzrochem lekiyam ha'olam. I remember the first day, one of my first courses in philosophy, there was a discussion, is it, when you know one and one is two, is that because there's empirical evidence? If you take one apple and another apple, so you have two apples, or is it a priori? In other words, it's something which our seichel would have understood without empirical evidence. And here what we're saying is, you know lo sirsach, is that because the Havian notion of a social contract, that a person is not going to kill another person because I don't want you to kill me, so we have to create a civilization? Or is there an innate understanding within man that of course there has to be a lo sirtzach? V'lochein nosam b'seichel ha'adam sheyavin yashrusan shel eilem mishpatzim. And therefore, it was given into our rationale, we would have understood it, something from within. V'chein mevua b'seifa yashel rabbeinu tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is saying that these mishpatim that were given, but you have to understand, kikol shemasig ha'adam humitam shekach bara kadosh baruch hu ha'adam. You have to understand, the reason is because these ideas are implanted in the mind of man when he's created. Now he goes on.
How can you say that about slavery? You can't have slavery as a natural law, and it doesn't follow. You can't, by seichel, you can't deduce slavery.
Well, we know that the evidence. But first of all, let's just finish this concept, and then we'll come back to your question. I hear your question. V'zeu abir b'divrei ha-medrash reish parshasen shemevi ha-pasek. Ata konanta me'yesharim. U'kemoshe mefurash ha-chudushe harim. Av oso ha-dvarim sh'nira la-odam li-yashrus. Even those things where the dvarim are nira la-odam li-yashrus, that it seems that man will understand of the correct way of doing it. Kol zehu mitam sh'ata konantam yesharim. These ideas were implanted within our minds. Sheme Yisharim Elu Kenan Hashem Ba'olam V'nata Asam B'toch Seichel Adam. And he placed it into the man, the mind of man. U'biem Es Af Kichol Inyani Nezikin Heim Svaros V'adam Evinim Api Seichla. All ideas of Nezikin, really, you would come up on your own. Ava Haregam B'dvarim Ha'elu On a Roam Gezerus HaKasa She'em Bicholos Ha'adam L'Havinei Api Svara Kimotama be'esh potter. Perik ki al pis vara ein mevinim ze. V'chein shayk ze kasev sheyem b'yem ze. There are different nuances. V'kol sha adam yovim v'yira. Ki af ma shemasig al pis sichlog. V'yochol lahaget svaras lahavin inam. Even though you can come up with all of these rationales, hakol ein adavar sichli. It's not all rational. Ela hakol hi gzeiras habara yisporach. And we see the whole world has this concept of umos ha'olam, of dinim u'mishpatim. U'b'nei Noach hu'zharu al hadinim. Aval umos ha'olam einim makirim v'yodim sha'af hei misina. They don't realize the spiritual source of it. Kigam devarim elu heim Torah udvarim sheba'emes heim lemala mehasagas ha'adam. It's still greater than the idea of what man can be masig. Zeshama David Melech b'Tehillim Magid Devarav the Yaakov Chukah Mishpatim LeYisrael Laosachin Gaidloch Mishpatim Bayudim Haleluka. What does that mean? So the Kotzka Rebbe says Shelo Hodia LeUmos HaOlam Kigama Mishpatim Yesh Inyan Haleluka. You don't understand. Even the Mishpatim, all of the Nezikim, these ideas were implanted in the Jewish mind of how to create a civilization, how to conduct yourselves. Shegam bahem yesh mechavish avodas Hashem yisbarach. Even that, since God placed in it, that's part of avodas Hashem. Aval lebnei Yisrael higid chukav v'mishpatav v'hodim shemishpatav hei misinai v'shehem chukav v'mishpatav. Let me say a little differently. There's a concept of natural law that sometimes you create laws based on the viewing of nature. You can see in nature how the world is created, how the world is run, and from there you can espouse different ideas. What do you learn from a cat? What do you learn from a cow? What do you learn from all the different animals? There's so many things to learn. That's the external empirical evidence, and then you can create a system of rules and laws. Whereas the Argida Yo was saying, or the Kotzka Rebbe is saying, you see, the Rav says the very same thing. There is a concept from within ourselves of an innate knowledge, an innate feeling, an innate netia, how to create, what to do in the Zikin, even Mishpatim. It's a spiritual notion. It's interesting. The Rav would stay up Yom Kippur night. He would learn one of the Bava Metzias. You could see, like, it's no different learning a Bava. And learning the Hilchus Nezikin from learning another, you know, Dini Rosh Hashanah, etc. Lo rak ma shemevino api seichel anoshi. V'yeh shafaris lo asochein l'cho goy, sh'agoy enin asakim. Sh'asi yaso b'yaso shel agoy hu ba'ofen acher. V'yehudin nivra b'ofen acher. We were created different. The Tanya referred to this as the Nishmas Elokus versus the Nishmas Behemoth. Or the divine spark of the Kuzari, or they're just the Yiddish and the Shama. Shenivra imze hasaga shamishpatav. Kivin shasiya sagayi briyaso eina ba'ofen ze. Memela mishpatam bayidum ve'etzel agayim niskayim hapasak. Shagam es ha'olam nasam belibam, etc., etc. The Argad Ayahu was introducing, the Kotzka Rebbe, using in that, is the idea of the Eila Mishpatim is to show that all of these concepts are something from within. It's an innate understanding of how to create a civilization. Now, I'll go back to your question. There is a fantastic article by Rabbi Lamb Zatzal, which he really discusses this notion of Eved Ivri. When he talks about the, the ethical growth, the changing of ethics over the generations. You know, there was a maturity of a generation of certain things that were done at one time that are no longer applicable later. But Eved Ivri itself, the way, if you study the laws of Eved Ivri, it's not, if you use the Lashon of Abdus, but it's by far not an Eved. An Eved means that you're working to pay off your debt. We're not putting you in jail. You're going to work for me. I'm going to treat you well. You're going to get the best food you ever had. You're going to have better food than you had when you were stealing. And, right? And if I hit you, then you go out free. He give you...
But none of this could have been part of the Jewish neshama. None of this could be empirically derived.
Well, okay. I mean, you could say that, but I think it could be empirically derived. When a person steals, what should you do? How do you get your money back? You put him in jail?
Yes, that's what they used to do. Not in the Jewish scheme of things. But we see in Egypt,
Jewish scheme of things, we didn't put him in jail. We didn't put him in jail. We didn't have the concept of jail. Our system from day one was like when a person did something, there was always a to rejuvenate him, except certain things. And even in the rejuvenation, why do we kill a person? Because that's how he's going to get his kapara, the olam haba. There's always a notion of verdant. So let's look at the Rav.
So it still leaves me, at sixes and sevens here. because the entire statement is predicated upon the fact that all of this could be derived just from people's mental.
Sajagon had said that all of Torah could have been the rationale could have the human rationale could have created all of the mitzvahs. But why didn't we have it? Because it would take too long until we could figure it out. The Sajigon spoke about that. It's a hard concept. Let's look at the Rav in page 10.
Oh, by the way, just FYI, the Catholic idea of natural law is completely different. Catholic idea is not from the animals or from nature.
Right.
Certain things have to occur naturally. That there has to be a monogamous marriage and right. There has to be no stealing naturally. It doesn't relate to nature at all.
Right. I'm talking about natural law, basically in the philosophical concept, not a religious.
It's an inductive system in which they posit certain canons.
Right.
And they say these occur naturally, and we didn't have to darshan them on from anywhere.
Okay. So let's look at the Rav in page 10. When the Torah was offered to the Yisraelim at Mount Sinai, they responded, Na'aseh v'nishma. The word observe, Na'aseh, connotes unqualified obedience and the submission of one's will. Heed suggests the receptivity of the mind and heart, and also indicates the willingness to study and to be enlightened. This response of unconditional acceptance evoked great excitement in the Shemayim, as we know. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Lutzer said, when the Yisraelim gave precedence to Na'aseh V'nishma, a heavenly voice exclaimed, who divulged my children the secret with which only the angels employ? It's Na'aseh V'nishma. We're going to take the one side. There was a beautiful idea of the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Na'aseh V'nishma. And you also have Kafalehang Har Kigigas. What was the difference really between our acceptance of the Torah and what would have been the difference with the rest of the Umos HaOlam? Is that the Kafalehang was to accept it from a din of Yira Shemayim, and Na'aseh V'nishma was an acceptance through Avas Shemayim. And Rabbi Yaakov was trying to explain that acceptance of the Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, has to be with both Yira and Ava. Apparently, only the heavenly hosts who are close to the divine presence respond to God's will without hesitation and reflection. They are never diverted by other considerations. The angels thereupon bestow two crowns upon each of the Yisraelim, one for the Na'aseh, one for Nishma. What was the significance of Na'aseh and Nishma which warranted such heavenly approval and the bestowal of the crowns? Given the priority to Na'aseh over Nishma meant that the Yisraelim pledged their absolute unconditional commitment even before they were informed of the content of the Torah or understood the meaning of its commandments. They did this without prior deliberation and critical judgment. They accepted distinctive and demanding national destiny for themselves and for the future generation. In other words, they were subservient. Na'aseh, whatever you say, we're being subservient to your will. Without prior deliberation and without subjecting the proposition to critical evaluation. That's the key line here. We're subserving ourselves without prior deliberation, without thinking about it, and without subjecting the proposition to critical evaluation. Such unqualified, undiscriminating commitments would seem rash and unwise in other spheres of life. The Jews are not known to be gullible people. They are often inclined to be skeptical and rebellious. They're not easily persuaded. Even the good Torah refers to them as an Am Kishay Oref. What therefore motivated the unanimous and hesitating response of Na'aseh? So turn the page to get to his idea. And he borrows from Kabbalah. We are therefore inclined to follow the masters of Kabbalah who taught that not man's rationality, but his ratzon elyon, a higher will. It's what the Rav is saying is a certain personality of the Jew, which constitutes a singular endowment which distinguishes him from the rest of the creation. This will makes decisions without consulting the intellect. It's a netiya. You know, we talk about Avram Avinu, that his avarim, his bones, were just automatically go forth. that idea, what it means, that even says Vayashlechu as Yada, when he was going to kill Yitzchak. What do you mean he sent his hand out? It means it was an automatic personality trait within him. It's part of his ego. It's part of who he is. To worship, to be Oved Hashem, it's already implanted in us without thinking about it. It is the center of the spiritual personality and constitutes man's real identity. Man's pragmatic intellect, which weighs the pros and the cons, is subordinate. Stature of man's personality is called the Ratzon Tachton. Interesting. The Ratzon Elyon is an instinctive act. The Ratzon Tachton is an intellectual act. The major decisions of man's life are made, life is made spontaneously and suddenly in response to an aboriginal command from within and are not necessarily dictated by external considerations or conditions, not necessarily affected by pragmatic considerations. They derive from intuitive affirmations which suddenly light up from within. That's the Argadayahu. That's the Kotzke Rebbe. Just in very flowery philosophical statements. Decisions of faith, of marriage, choice of profession, solution to financial problems, acts of military genius, and most pivotal resolutions in life are reached intuitively without addressing any inquiries to the intellect. Of course, the intellect is consulted after, but your natiya, your instinctive desire to do something, so that's exactly what we're saying, nasa v'nishma. That's what came out in the nasa. This is who we were. And that's the Eile Mishpatim. These are the Mishpatim that was within us, an instinctive notion of the right and wrong. In fact, only second and third level decisions, which govern most situations, are reached after long consultations. The intellect is inherently wary, slow-moving, computing in terms of loss and profit. To decide by reason is essentially to balance credits and debits, to weigh alternatives, to measure consequences. This analysis is painstaking and time-consuming. The Ratzon Elyon, however, is intuitive, dynamic, aggressive, passionate. It bursts forth with fervor and emotional intensity. I think this idea, if we could use it differently, I mean, any Holocaust survivor can tell you that there's something inside, you know, even when a person had no, maybe he walked in with a certain lack of emunah and bitachon, there was a certain instinctual desire as a Jew of how to act. Its insights and higher affirmations are inspired with the breath of divinity with which every man is endowed. This is the Kotzke Rebbe. There's no choosing between alternatives. One either accepts it or rejects it. And one's identity. Decisions which are radical in nature, revolutionary, decisive, are extension of this Ratzon Elyon, which can change the direction of one's life. This will transcends man's intelligence, and in most cases points towards a more exalted ideal. It illuminates the path for the intellect to follow, to elucidate, and to elaborate. With the Ratzon Elyon, great minds would never have made the revolutionary discoveries in science, religion, or other fields, while science is needed to unravel mystery of nature, etc., etc. So you see, so the Rav himself, in the Nasa V'Nishma, he sees a very different... a very notion. What is? It's not simply we're being subservient. It's not simply, yes, Nasa V'Nishma means I'm being subservient to you. This is something more. It was a Jewish, it was in the Shema. It was in, and maybe you could say it's the Nishmas Elokus. That personality within us instinctively told us, Nasa V'Nishma. Yeah. Dr. Pollack, you wanted to say something? No. Okay. The Nesiv HaShalom, also, it's a beautiful just concept of how he sees this.
Malcolm, just a quick question. This whole idea of the first thing is that you accept upon yourself to be subservient, just like Nasa V'Nishma came right away. Is that possibly why... The whole idea of is what he's saying is that is why this whole idea of the halacha of Eved Ivri is coming first. We're accepting upon us the subservience, and that has to come before anything else.
Oh, okay. I can see that. I mean, the Rav didn't say that, but that fits into really, Rav Cook's notion. And you're right, that part of this notion of why it comes first is that we are, in a sense, an Eved Ivri. But the problem with the Eved Ivri, you'll see now with the Nesiva Shalom. I mean, Nesiva Shalom is just giving a very different approach. He's bothered by the lashon of Ivri. But I like the idea. See, Nesiva Shalom is bothered. Why? First of all, why is it called Eved Ivri? Ki signa on page 15. Ki signa Eved Ivri sheish shanim yavaru v'shviyas yetzel chavshi yaneit v'im arma yoma Eved ahavti es adoni es ashti es bini lo etzei chavshi. And again, he doesn't. So v'rotza adano v'zazna b'mratzeva adolom. So Rashi says b'shem v'mechilta. Why the ozen? Because Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ozen zo sheshom al harsinei lo signa v'hol v'ganav v'tirta. I understand. You heard lo sirtzach, lo signov. What did you do? You went around and you stole. V'mochar atzmo ozen sheshom al harsinei kalibin ayishol avadim. V'holuf v'kona adon latzmo tirta. So that, see what you should do. You heard that you're my Eved. No, I don't want to be your Eved. I want to be his Eved. V'hikshu al zeh mafarshim demikei madua rak b'shana shviyas kishayin erotzu. Why do you wait to the seventh? Why don't you do it right away? Yeshloma inyan adaso avoda. Eved Ivri, who Yehudi shenafo mimadragosav. I mean, this is in a sense somewhat addressing Irving's question. An Eved Ivri is a Jew that fell from his madrega. Ukimarumas ba'omro ki sikna Eved Ivri. Veloksiv, Eved Yehudi, O Yisrael. Sha'ad yitzis mitzrayim yishmam shal Yisrael av Ivrim. Ula acha yitzis mitzrayim nisalu madrega yosa gavoa meyos nekri shemam Yisrael. V'yehudim. V'zeo ki sikna Eved Ivri. What does that mean? Such a beautiful insight. Hainu shekvar einu Yisrael v'yehudi mushlam. There's something wrong with you. You're not complete. Shaholach v'gonav okono adon le'atzmo v'nofa mikol madregosav. You fell from your high madrega. Umihaitom mahaitaima mutahu b'shivcha kananis. That's why Eved Ivri can marry a shivcha kananis. Kivan shubim madrega n'mucha mishai Yisrael. You're not on the same level. Maitakanta. So what is the takana? Chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebilti yidach mimen nida. God doesn't want to throw you away. See, everything here is to rejuvenate, to regenerate, to make you better. Remember, it definitely wasn't your time. I know in my time, when I took criminal law, so the first, it was really a chuppah, really a chil Hashem. But the first case that we studied in criminal law was about... In those days, I forget his name, but it was a nursing home owner who went to jail. Was the mamish did terrible things, and he was. He said, "I shouldn't have to go to jail because I did tshuva. I did tshuva already. I won't do it again. There's no reason for me to go to jail." That was the first case we studied in criminal law. I don't know. He got it from here, but that's the whole idea. The Eved Ivri is to rejuvenate, regenerate the person. L'kach omra Torah, sheish shanim yavod, uv'shviyas yetzi l'chof shekinam, sheyesh lama, sheremumans b'zeh al das mama merenu, aden merabenu al hamamer kosu, ki sevola aret ha'shini notzin lechem, v'shavta aret shabbos l'shem, sheish shanim, tizra sedecha. Anyhow, so the Nesiva, because of the time, the Nesiva Shalom is really developing to say that he is an Eved Ivri. Then a lower madregan, what does he have to do? He goes through 6 years, like the 6 years, there has to be a Shabbos. That was the whole idea, is that there has to be a spiritual regeneration, rejuvenation of the person. And when there's not, at the end, so that's why at the end you put the nail into his ear. But we never give up for him. Why don't we give up? Because when it comes to Yovel, then he has to go free. There has to be someone to bring him back onto the higher madrega. Thought that just that idea, and I'll finish off with a quick thing of Rav Goldbach on page 17, Rav Goldbach's father from Keren B'Yavna. Why the ozen? Pita Varma Eila Shematim, page 17 on the bottom. Memorena Rabbeinu Rav Hagon, Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavna. V'chein Huva B'Sefer Asufas Marachos, on page 18, Lahasbir Debri Chazal Shavenu, Shavenu B'Rosh Devarenu, Ki Harei Kefishin Isbar Iker, Hashba La Adam, Bola Mikoach HaOzen, Shem Bimeni Yesh Chush HaShmiyah. You have to listen. You have to listen to an opinion. You have to listen to the Torah. You have to listen to the halacha. It just so happens this past Shabbos, I was just shocked. I'm not shocked anymore because it happens quite often in all the years I'm giving shiurim. Someone came over to me, asked a question, whatever it was, something on Hilcha Shabbos, on Shabbos, and the person who was talking said, "Oh, no, I don't want to hear," and just walks away. When those things happen, you're just like, I was marveled at the person. Well, what are you doing? You know, maybe you, first of all, just so happens I gave a hetzer to the person, but what are you doing? What are you? You have to shmi. You have to hear. You have to hear the lacha. You have to hear the lumdas. V'yochel akabel l'lama me'achem v'liyos mushba l'tova. You have to listen to other people's opinions to change. Emnon mishu eved ma'aved is koach hashmi l'liyos mushba. You don't listen to it. You just listen to your adam. That's the mentality of an Eved, by the way. The person who doesn't want to hear the halacha has the mentality of an Eved. Either way, I'm not going to change. What do you mean, not going to change? Shaharei ainu brushus atzmo ve'akein la'achas sheish kasher higi yizmanu letzeis l'chavshi v'hu bochel la'hamshach li'yos eved. You want to still be in the personality of a slave of vata koach hashmiya. Amra Torah yirtzeh v'yesh lahosev. One last idea. Zematzin pesach la'havonas od inyan hinei noda mashom ruchazal. What is it? Remember the ben sora mora nidun hashem sofa. Yarda Torah l'sof dato. Of course, it never happened, but the concept. Sof shemakala mana aviv mavakish imudo ve'ena motzev ve'omer b'parach drachem melistam is very brios etc. So you kill him because in the future, amra Torah yomus zakei v'ayimus chayiv and kvar tom hara'ein zesos l'mashem avur b'medrash the in Yishmael shekasher kadosh baruch hu helo l'ber kaptu malachi asher sekatrielo. They jumped on him and said, "What are you doing?" As it speaks to us more and more, this medrash, right? We agree with the malachim. What did you do? Why are you letting Yishmael live? Look at his children. Look at his bnei banim. Look what we're going to have to live with. Amru lefana ribona olam adam shehu asid lahamis his bincha benaych b'tzama atam ale lober. They're going to make us suffer so much. What are you giving him water? Amalehem Akshav Mahu Tzadik or Rush. Right now, what is he? He's a Tzadik. Amalehem Eini Donas Adam Ela B'Shatso. That's true. Why is the Ben Sora Mora different? Shamati B'Shem HaRav HaGon Matisyahu Solomon Shabiyash Nekudas Achilik Ben Sora Mora LeBen Yishmael Hu Inyan Koach HaShmiya. Ben Sora Mora Iber Koach HaShmiya. He's not learning. He's not growing. He's never going to change. Kemosha Amar Hakasav Einenu Shomeya B'Kol Avi V'Kol Imo. That's when he doesn't listen anymore to the call of the father, the call of the Imo. Ukemosha Amar Harav Einenu Shomeya B'Kolenu. Uperish Asvarno. Spinsora Umora Kimorav Meser Hatikva Sheyisha Misor. He takes away all hope, all possibility in the future. V'Yalkein Nidon Hu. I'll shame sofa. And that's why he is judged on the sofa. Okay, that's just one final idea, but I think the essence really, the Eila Mishpatim, really what the Argad Ayahu, the Kotzke Rebbe, was trying to explain, was that there is a certain instinctive personality within the Jew, within the Nishmas Elokus, similar to what we discussed last week. Also a beautiful idea, the Zera Avram. Like, who is the Zera Avram? There's a certain chesed. Meaning there's a certain personality trait that's within the Yiddish neshama, within the Jewish neshama, within the Nishmas Elokus, especially because that is directly from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the divine spark. And the Rav is also saying it's going there. Al pi Kabbalah, the Ratzon Elyon, that personality, that instinctual understanding of the Jew to understand what is right and what is wrong. And that ends this week with the all of the parshias of Shashvim, all at the end of the 6 weeks that we're talking about the Geula before we go to the rest of the parshias, which begins with the Avdus of Shmos, of going into the Avdus, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, now Kabbalah Satorah, and continuing now, finally with the Nasa V'Nishma, the future. If a person wants to be Makabel Torah, there has to be a notion of Nasa V'Nishma. Yes, it's an understanding of subjugating ourselves and Shmiya, of listening, of learning from the Rebbe, learning the Torah, absorbing it. But all of this really is just a key to open that which is already inside of us. Good Shabbos all.
Thank you.
Take care.